For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a wide variety of information all about you and your health. The show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and please do visit Village Green at the site or the store on Cedar Lane. It's where you get expert advice on supplements. And remember, the Village Green is your resource for questions about your health, and they do carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, especially their own pathway products. A reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please tune in next week, and I will be interviewing Holly Lucille. We'll be talking about women's hormones. Have you been hijacked by your hormones? So that should be very interesting. Now I want to remind you, too, that the Center for Mind-Body Medicine is sponsoring a conference, and it's here at the Hyatt Regency in Bethesda, and it's Food as Medicine from June 9th to the 12th. It is the nation's leading clinical nutrition training program for healthcare professionals, and it provides a comprehensive curriculum and clinical practice pearls. It's a wonderful and outstanding group of people. The faculty is terrific. So if you're interested, you can go to the Center for MindBodyMedicine.org. It's actually www.cmbm.org. So I hope that you're interested. And if you have any questions, again, cmbm.org. Now, we're very fortunate today. We're going to be talking about mind-body medicine, and we're going to talk about the benefits of chiropractic. We have two experts with us. Our chiropractor, Michael Moskowitz, practices in Bethesda, where he diagnoses and treats common spinal misalignments that can occur from lifestyle or injuries causing pain, discomfort, and degenerative conditions. And Mike knows that I am a fan of chiropractic. That has been my best friend for too many decades, many decades. And Kathleen Amalie Rogers is an RN, and she's the founder of Positive Vision Network and a personal well-being coach with more than 35 years of experience empowering people and organizations to find balance, health, and harmony. So I'm going to let each one of you tell our listeners a little bit about your background and what you do, and then we'll get started on our subject of the benefits of chiropractic and mind-body medicine. Go ahead, Michael. Tell us about your practice.
All right. Well, I practice next to the Village Green, which is interestingly enough, and I emphasize spinal care. Your spine's your lifeline. It determines how you're going to move, how you're going to feel. It houses the nervous system. The nervous system controls every function of the body. We're going to talk a little bit about today, not only about things like sciatica or neck pain or back pain, but also wellness. Keeping your spine aligned keeps your sympathetic nervous system in balance, which affects your immune system. It affects how your body heals itself. I'm a big believer on getting the body to be at its best potential to heal itself from the inside out. If you can do that, then you can accomplish a lot of things. And so we emphasize good spinal care from little children to 100-year-old folks, and we try to make sure that their spine is as best it's going to be so they can function properly.
Well, good. And Kathleen, introduce yourself, and then we'll get into talking about the subjects and mingle what you both have to offer.
Thank you, Dana. Well, my career began many years ago as an RN, and I worked in intensive care in community settings and very much loved what medicine had to offer. And then along the way, I made a discovery that there was a whole world inside of ourselves that could really enhance both our happiness and our health. And that became a great interest of mine. And I discovered that no matter how sick someone is or how well they are, that they can actually improve their daily life and how quickly and easily they heal by how they think and how they feel. And that became a big, important focus for me, coaching people into better ways of thinking, better ways of feeling so that they can enhance their health.
Very, very interesting. You both have complementary practices, of course, and I like that term complementary. I know we use the term alternative, complementary, holistic. I like complementary best of all. I see all of these services that we provide in this end of medicine and healthcare as like a buffet. You can have a la carte, all you can eat, any combination, and that includes, of course, traditional care. I think sometimes
we, in
the alternative community, don't embrace the necessity of traditional, and you have a traditional background. I do too. So, we've got a foot,
exactly.
A foot firmly planted there.
I think of it this way, that combining traditional with some of the complementary cares, like adding 1 + 1 and getting 3.
Absolutely.
Exactly. I agree the same way. A lot of people can be in pain and they may need some medical care or other types of things, but that doesn't mean they can't improve their body to heal itself from the inside out, and that's very important.
And absolutely, with chiropractic, I know that many individuals, because of participating in chiropractic, prevent more serious problems, may even prevent surgeries, which is certainly a wonderful situation, and I've certainly seen that among many patients of mine, as well as in my own family. And it does take commitment, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. That's the big thing is if you're doing complementary, alternative, whatever we want to call it, it does take a little bit of work and it takes some time, but it's worth it because then you're stronger and you're healthier and you can do more things.
And the commitment is actually to yourself, which is where you want it to be anyway.
Self-care, absolutely. Well, let's just get some basics in here. On this show, we talk about so many subjects, and we can get very detailed, but it's always good to step back and start with a basic, and that's the definition of health. Most people think they know what health is, but let's run that through.
Okay. Well, we're trying to make things so that people have tools so they can understand where they are in their health situation. So we've broken it down to 5 factors of health, and that's proper nutrition, proper exercise, proper rest and repair, a properly functioning spine and nervous system, and a proper mental attitude. So those 5 factors, if they're in balance, it's very hard for something bad to happen to your body. And obviously you can get in a car accident or something like that. We're not talking about that. But if you keep those things balanced, what will happen is, even though it's a commitment, even though it's some work, you're actually building your body stronger from the inside. So, again, the big thing is not overdoing anything. People who overexercise, for example, come into my office with injuries over time. So you don't want to do something like exercise so much that you're constantly pulling muscles or injuring a disc or something like that. So everything in balance is the big key of health. And that is, if you're doing those 5 factors, you're doing those essential factors, you're going to be working well from the inside out. You get a whole new body all the time. Your cells are changing. Your DNA is replicating all the time in your body. So the question is, what is the quality of the healing you're getting? You can get poor quality healing. You hear people with scar tissue and things that are problems. That's when the body's not healing itself. And, of course, I see a lot of chronic pain patients, so people who are not healing themselves for a long time well. So they might not – their diet could be a problem. They're not exercising at all. They're not getting their spine lined up. So all the different tissues in the body are now healing with a poor, less quality of tissue. So they're more sensitive. They're easily getting injured when they're trying to exercise, and they have less energy. So now they say, well, I don't have the energy to exercise. I don't have the energy to do things. So we want to build them back up. And those five factors in balance, nutrition, exercise, proper rest and repair, proper chiropractic, proper mental attitude, will give people a good tool and foundation to actually say, hey, I can be healthier if I have these things in balance.
You know, that's very well said, because I think we sometimes, if you ask most people if they're healthy, if they're walking, they think they are. And we call it, as you know, the walking wounded. And a lot of people are not aware, as humans, we adapt so well that we can adapt to illness, not being aware of how compromised we are. So I think it's always a good idea to keep in mind, you know, put a picture up there. I just heard a fabulous lecturer in his 90s, one of the most dynamic lectures I've ever heard. And I said, I want your picture. I'm putting it on my refrigerator. Here's somebody still, you know, researching, lecturing, sharp. We need to keep these role models and these ideas in front of us. So I like that, because health used to be defined as the absence of disease. Well,
right.
That's really not much of a definition.
Right.
You gave a
right.
wonderful definition. And Kathleen, what do you have to add to that?
Well, one of the things that has occurred really over the past 75 years is that our lives have changed. And if you think 75 years ago, the pace of our living, things were simple. So that definition maybe would have applied better. 75 years ago, some people didn't have telephones. People did not drive everywhere and nearly as much as we do now. Schedules were much more simple. We did not have cell phones and computers keeping us going 24/7. Now, our lives are very fast, and we tend to drive ourselves much like the machines we've come to love. And as a result, we often view our health in a mechanistic way, which means we treat ourselves as a body. Is it functioning, and is it not? And yet we are more like plants. We have cells that are growing. We have emotions. We're full of energy. And the aliveness of us has more to do with how healthy we are than the mechanistic parts. We can support ourselves, but we need to be whole beings, which means we need to know, how is our body in this moment? So literally right now, how are you feeling? How are your emotions? Are you really feeling well, or are you not? Are you feeling worried? What's your mind doing? And then is there a general sense of my life is good, my life is worth it? That's part of health, and that's what makes us different from the mechanistic way that we're living.
Joy.
Yes, joy. Joy. Well, joy has become, I think people think of it as a luxury as opposed to a way of being. And yet if you look at a small child, maybe a 1 or 2 year old, who is simply moving about the room full of joy, just in the pleasure of breathing and seeing colors and trying something new. If we look at a child, that is more the truth of what it is to be healthy.
And don't they also tell us to look at a child to know how to breathe properly?
Oh, yes.
You know,
that's right.
Somehow we change this in people as they grow and mature. We really do need to get back to being children. And I have 50 nieces, nephews, grandnieces and nephews.
Wow. And 50.
And six, will be six by August, grandchildren. And so I really observe what you just said about children. They take such interest in everything. Their curiosity, they're not stepping on the flowers on their way to somewhere. They're stopping to smell the flowers along the way, and we can learn that.
Well, part of that is about being in the moment. So even listeners right now, to take a moment and notice, how are they sitting? Are they sitting up in such a way that they can truly breathe? That one thing alone is huge. You very rarely see a small child slouching. The child is sitting up and taking a deep breath. So listeners can do that right now. And actually, at a biological level, somebody who's slouching can actually decrease the oxygen going to their brain and their organs by 30%.
Oh, I think that's very evident. We see certainly, and I know, Dr. Moskowitz, that you see the same thing. When people have poor posture or osteoporosis is severe, their stomach is being crunched, their breathing is poor, and it's very hard to work with somebody who's already in that condition. But the idea you have is get them ahead of time.
Right. We try to get them ahead of time, and we stress that. But once people are in that condition, even though it's harder to correct, there are a lot of things you can do chiropractically, with rehab, with exercises to help people. People are on a computer, they get the forward head posture, which really throws their neck off, again, their nervous system off, how they breathe, even how they think, their energy. People get disc problems from sitting for a long time. A lot of problems you see is people are in a computer all day, all weekend, and a weekend, you have the weekend warriors. Their body's not prepared to go out and exercise, and now they're out there having injuries, disc problems, like I said, pinched nerves. So it is very, very important. And again, for health reasons, breathing, cardiovascular, getting the circulation, getting the body to heal itself, that's important.
Good. That's well said. And we are going to focus on those individual components in the next segment. If you've just tuned in, listeners, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with much more interesting information.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. And I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, bringing you a wide variety of information all about your health. And we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Tune in. Next week, I will be discussing a very interesting subject. Have you been hijacked by your hormones? Going to talk with Holly Lucille on women's hormones. And another reminder, the Center for Mind-Body Medicine is sponsoring their conference at the Hyatt Regency Bethesda, and this is the nation's leading clinical nutrition training program for healthcare professionals, and it's June 9th through the 12th. You can contact them at www.cmbm.org. Now, we've been having an interesting discussion. Our subject today is the benefits of chiropractic and mind-body medicine, and we've got Dr. Michael Moskowitz, who is a chiropractor and much experience, long-term chiropractor in this area, and Kathleen Amalie Rogers, an RN, and she's going to talk to us about the mind-body medicine. And we'll be talking about all these subjects. We did get into the truth that we all know, that we live a very different lifestyle right now. It promotes injury. It doesn't promote health. Our ancestors were on the move. We're not. And so we have to find ways to compensate, and it is what it is. So let's talk more about what makes us healthy and also about the stress, the bad S word, stress, that affects so many of us. So first of all, Kathleen, let's have listeners listen to you for a moment.
For this moment, just take a breath. Straighten your body up and take a deep breath. Whether you're driving or resting in your living room, the first thing to do for your health and to decrease your stress is to take a deep breath and just feel that breath coming in. That's number one. And, you know, stress is a modern phenomenon that the World Health Organization has actually said is an epidemic. It is a worldwide issue, so no one needs to be ashamed when they, at the end of the day, are feeling a little ragged and raw and feeling stressed. But what they do need to do is start paying attention to how they're living. And that is a moment-to-moment thing, which begins with breathing, knowing how you are in the moment. Because if you are knowing how you are in the moment, your innate sense of health will tell you what to do next in order to improve your health, whether it is to go lay down, or is it to go get a better food, or is it to close your eyes for a minute, or is it to stop thinking that one negative thought that keeps making you feel bad?
That's very well said, and I appreciate you saying it. You said it earlier, being in the moment, the zone, however we want to call it, being in the present. And I think it's an important reminder that, because most of us are what's next,
exactly.
Do I have to get, what is the plan? And when we're healthcare providers, we have a schedule. You know, when you're in business, you have a schedule, you have commitments. So life makes it more challenging.
Well, it's also important to remember that what is in your mind right now is a creative force. So what you imagine now is kind of you're pre-paving your life. Everything in the room where you're sitting right now was a thought in someone's mind at some point, and then it was created. So you're actually doing that with your life right now. So take a moment. What are you thinking about? Is it a pleasant thing? Is it making your body feel relaxed? Or is it adding anxiety? And if it is adding anxiety, if it is putting tension in your body, then shift it. Find a better way to think about that subject, or actually switch subjects for a while.
We always say in nutrition, you are what you eat, but in mind-body medicine, you are what you think.
Exactly.
And I like your emphasis that we really do create what we have, and I don't think that's something that many people really believe.
Well, we often get in, because we're kind of mechanistic, we're racing through our lives, we get the feeling that life is happening to us, and we forget that we are actually happening to our lives. And we actually can choose how we think about things, which actually will direct our lives.
Excellent.
And that affects our, especially chronic situation, like chronic pain or headaches, things like that. When we're getting stressed and we're looking, we talked about before, our posture and our breathing. If that goes on for a long time, there's not enough oxygenation to the tissues, your nervous system gets imbalanced. Your body can't heal itself as well. You don't breathe as well. Your heart's not working as well. Your cells aren't replicating as well as they should be with proper healing. And again, that's where, you know, things like nutrition comes in to try to repair that. But if the blood vessels can't get the nutrition to the cells, and that's where chiropractic, one of the things we come in, is we affect the sympathetic nervous system. It's been scientifically proven that an adjustment and alignment will inhibit or tone down the sympathetic nervous system. When you're stressed, you got that fight or flight going on. It's meant to kind of calm down. Well, if you're stressed out during the day, you have bad posture, you're not breathing well, you're out of shape, you're eating McDonald's or what have you, all that bears on the system. It depends on your nervous system, because after you have a thought, the action is the nervous system, including your hormonal system and, like I said, the blood system. So in chiropractic, when you're out of alignment, what it does is it makes the stress worse, or it can start another stress. And it can cause a pain stress or, like I said, a headache or high blood pressure or whatever that's happening to that person. It doesn't matter what the condition is. So the big thing is balancing in your life not only the mental stress, but taking care of the physical stress, taking care of your diet, getting some kind of exercise, stretching. Most of us don't stretch during the day. I'll give people maybe in my office 4 stretches, 5 stretches, and they come in and they'll go, oh, I forgot 3 of them. So with just the little things during the day, stretching, thinking right, exercising, eating right, and again, getting your spine in alignment. I give people a lot of postural exercises. I don't give people a lot of stretches. Stretches are pretty basic, and sometimes if it's an athletic injury, obviously you're going to get a stretch. But what I do is I give people postural work. Most people have a head forward posture. Students are in school, our young kids, their heads are forward, they're on the iPad or the computer, whatever they're doing their work, and they're stressing their neck out. The top vertebra in the neck can go right, they connect right to the brainstem. There's an area of the brainstem that they connect to that actually goes to every organ of the body and gives feedback mechanisms neurologically. So when that neck is out of alignment, that neck is getting stressed, it goes right to the brain, it goes to the hormonal system, and it throws us out of balance. So as a chiropractor, I don't only emphasize someone comes in with a pinched nerve in their neck, we want to take care of that, or herniated disc or what have you, but we want to get them to understand that healing of that area, that healing of that posture, that misalignment, will also create wellness in their body.
I like what you said, and my own observation in patients, because I see a wide range of ages, is that we are seeing more and more children with what I call structural problems. And I look at all of my patients, have them stand, look at their posture and that head forward. And when we talk about head forward, is the ear over the shoulder or in front? And it amazes me, we also have a lot of low tone in children today, and much of this has to do with nutrition and exercise as well. Tell us a little bit about your practice as far as children.
Well, children are great. They're very easy to line up as someone who has chronic bad posture. They don't have those things. So I've had children with ear infections and asthmas and even ADHD, because that first couple vertebrae, even when you're born, there's a lot of stress during the birth process, that the first couple vertebrae can be strained and stressed, and those children go out and play and they fall and they exercise, it doesn't mend properly in alignment. And that neurological system going back to the brainstem will create all these different problems with the sympathetic nervous system. And the child now has a problem, and they can grow like that, and then that's going to be a health problem later on in life. So the earlier we can get them, we check them. We don't need to do anything great. If we do, it's a very simple alignment. It's very gentle, and because kids are very easy to put back into place, and the effects are amazing. They do better in school. They exercise better. I have a number of high school athletes. And it's amazing. You know, you think of somebody's 15-year-old, they shouldn't be in pain. You know, the old school is, you'll be better before you get married type of thing. But that's not the way it should be. The way it should be is get the problem taken care of, because that 15-year-old or 13-year-old, whatever it is growing. And they have growth plates, and everything needs to be lined up and balanced. And that's what I do in my practice. I emphasize balance. You'll see leg length problems. You'll even see in young kids the head forward posture, even 6-year-old, 5-year-olds with that head forward posture. So again, video games are a problem. Computer, all the different technology, even though it's great, it does lead to postural problems, even with young children. And I always, you know, I always ask, was the birth process traumatic or not? Because some of the traumatic birth processes can throw kids out of alignment. What kind of sports they do can throw them out of alignment. Even if they were younger, you know, someone might come in when they're 15, but they had a bad soccer injury when they were 9. And we can relate it back to that. And we start lining them up. And again, they perform better, they do better at school, they think better, and it's really so valuable. My kids have been adjusted since the day they're born, and they just they're minimal health problems all that they all have. So it really is so valuable to have your children checked, make sure they're in alignment.
You know, with the newborn, the amount of C-sections certainly changes this entire birth process. In the most simple, the going through the birth canal squeezes the lungs and gets rid of fluid, so a C-section baby is more likely to have a lot of fluid, may have difficulty breathing at first.
Yep.
But also the effect on the cranial area is significant.
Oh, yeah. You can have, you know, flat skulls. We've worked on that. And you can have, like I said, a lot of stress at the first two vertebrae in the neck. That's where the whole weight of the skull goes on. In fact, the first vertebra is called the atlas. It holds up the world. It holds up that big skull. And for every inch forward your skull goes on your body, your skull ends up weighing about 10 more pounds. So that's why the head forward posture is big. Now, newborn doesn't have head forward posture, but their skulls are huge and have these huge, and they have these little vertebra. So by just easily putting them in a line, it balances the nervous system, it balances their spine, and it also helps them grow better and balance their muscles.
Well, I think we've covered a lot, and just a takeaway that what you're telling us, Dr. Moskowitz, is that chiropractic is really important preventively, not just for adults, but for children. And most people don't know that there's a problem until they're in pain.
Correct.
So let's give people a few pointers as to what to look at in a child and in themselves that might hint to having an alignment problem. So we'll cover that in the next segment. Listeners, you are tuned in to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more information on chiropractic and mind-body medicine with Dr. Michael Moskowitz and Kathleen Amalie Rogers.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 AM, and do tune in next week. We'll have a nice discussion with Holly Lucille on women's hormones, or have you been hijacked by your hormones? Another reminder, the Center for Mind-Body Medicine is sponsoring a conference at Hyatt Regency, Food as Medicine, and this is for clinical training for healthcare professionals. It's an exceptional program, June 9th to the 12th, and you can contact them at the Center for Mind-Body Medicine, www.cmbm.org. And speaking of mind-body medicine, we've been talking about that with Kathleen Amelie Rogers and Dr. Michael Moskowitz, who's a chiropractor. We want some tips for our listeners, so listen up, because we're going to get some information on how to look at your child and yourself and suspect that there's some imbalances maybe long before someone knows there's a problem with range of motion or pain.
That's correct. I mean, if it's a newborn, you can check the leg length. You can just feel around their skull. Again, if it's a traumatic birth process or type of birth process where the skull's been pulled, or we talked about the skull gets flattened, something you can check, but especially the leg length in that case. As they get older, you can have them stand, look for a high shoulder, a high hip. Are they leaning on one side? You can check again the leg length. You can look from the side, see if the ear is lined up with the shoulder. That's a big one, especially with the kids in the video games and the computers. It gets easier as they get into the teenage years. You see these postures a lot more because they've been playing soccer and they've been running around, and now all of a sudden these postures are manifesting in their system. The biggest thing is our nervous system is what they call medically plastic, and that is we can teach our nervous system what to do. So if you have a good habit, the nervous system will develop properly. If you have a bad habit, so if a two-year-old or a three-year-old had a fall, it doesn't look like it's a big deal, but the shoulder's now not balanced, or the leg length's not balanced, the hips are out of alignment, what have you. If that goes another 5 years, 10 years, it'll manifest as soon as you see them when they're standing. So if they're 10, 11, 12 years old, you're going to see the shoulder really off balance or the hips off balance. They'll be leaning on one side, and you'll see that head forward posture a real lot. So that's the time you got to get them. You got to get them lined up. We do. I have a special alignment for head forward posture. I do a technique called chiropractic biophysics, and what we do is we actually can line the spine up in three dimensions. So instead of doing a real physical adjustment, something that has to be very hard and very physical, we can actually do a very easy adjustment by actually doing it in the mirror posture. So they do exercises, actually, and we use an adjusting instrument. It's like a little vibratory tap. And so as we do that and add the exercises for them to do at home, what happens is the posture improves, the alignment improves, and their function improves, and they get hurt less. So when they're out running around playing soccer or basketball or football, whatever they're doing, their spines are able to take the punishment. Because after a while, if you're out of alignment, your shoulders off or your knees off or your hips off, whatever the situation, you're more vulnerable to pull a muscle, to hurt something, any kind of sports injury. So these are the kind of things, even at school, you know, the kids will get fatigued because of that head forward top posture is leading to the point where the skull's getting heavier and heavier. So they'll do better at school. So all those are things to look at, posture, posture, posture.
And that's something people can do. I sometimes suggest that they lower Venetian blinds if they have them and stand the child with very few clothes on, so you can actually see the tilts, and stand them in front of that, it's easier to pick up. I think those of us that have professional eyes walk in a room and you can see it.
Right.
But I think this is probably something, I know it's not generally part of a pediatric workup. They're not looking for the subtleties, but we're all learning and progressing in this area of the importance of body posture. Now let's bring in not the posture, but the mind-body effect and how we think, because that slumped posture tells us what?
Well, how basically how we are living inside in our mind and our emotions will be reflected in our body. And how our body is will actually affect how our emotions feel. So, for example, studies show that people who are slouched, called somatic retraction, that they actually have more feelings of helplessness. So simply by being in a slouched position, it puts someone in a feeling of vulnerability, of powerlessness. So, but that's where we have power inside of ourselves to change the experience we're having. For example, what we're imagining in the moment, how do we imagine ourselves? Do we imagine ourselves upright and powerful and energized? If we do, our body's likely to respond. And if we do that often enough and develop that habit, then our body will actually develop neural pathways that will reflect that and actually give us more energy, more power in our bodies. But if we have an image of ourselves as helpless or victims or overwhelmed, then our body will start responding to that. And we actually will be having more weakness in our body. What's interesting is there are studies that now show that if we're having negative thoughts, our bodies tend to be weaker. We have less strength. If we have more positive thoughts, we actually have more power. And people who are at the gym can actually experiment with this. Just try getting on the treadmill and saying no, 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 no. If you try being on the treadmill and saying no, no, no over and over again, you'll get tired or faster than if you're saying yes, yes, yes. Simply that alone. So to take that power inside of us and activate us, we need to take an image of what we want to create for our lives, what we want to create for ourselves, and then make that where we focus as often as possible.
I like to compare it to a road trip, that you have to know where you are.
Yes.
And you have to know where you're going.
Right.
And so many people just run through life more reactive as to what hits them than they deal with it, or even in our everyday, instead of taking control. I don't like to use that word too much, but being proactive and planning by visualizing.
Well, and
powerful.
I love the idea of the road, because often as life is happening and something feels like it goes wrong, people stop. They panic. And it's as if you're on a road trip and you pull off at the rest stop and you just don't do anything more. When in fact, when you're driving along and something, quote, goes wrong, you've hit the rumple strips on the side of the road. And what do the rumple strips tell you? That you're off the road, you're out of center, you're out of alignment. Come back. Get back to your focus. So at a physical level, that means getting your spine aligned, getting your body aligned. At a mind and body and emotional level, it means taking yourself and focusing on what you truly want, where you're truly going, who you truly want to be.
Well, it's wonderful to have both of you here talking about chiropractic, talking about mind-body medicine. There's so much literature on it. I know that you're familiar with it, but there was a wonderful study, and it suggests that older adults and chronic low back pain benefit from participating in mindfulness-based meditation.
Right.
We have the same kind of studies with the benefits of chiropractic. So here's this exponential opportunity to improve.
Right. Well, what's really amazing in the research that's been being done for decades now is that they've discovered that our brains cannot distinguish between what we see externally and what we see internally. So, for example, if you close your eyes and imagine being at the ocean and just allow yourself to remember the sounds and the smells and the feel of the air, your body will respond as if you're really there. But if you also imagine something pretty terrible that we don't even want to talk about, that makes sure you cringe, your body's going to do that. So, but you get to choose. That's what's really wonderful.
Yeah, a friend of mine did those, participated with NIH in those experiments, and they took blood while they were focusing on the happiest event and on the unhappiest event. Mm-hmm. And you can measure. This is measurable. So for those of you out there who might be doubting, it's not whether or not this affects us. We know it does.
The research is voluminous in what's out there and all kinds of angles of this type of thing, chiropractic, fish oil, mind body. Visualization is huge. When I show people how they're out of alignment in the three dimensions or like shoulder or hips, they come back to my office and say, you know, I didn't realize I was sitting wrong for all these years, but just you showing me and I'm visualizing it, they can actually change it on their own. So just the visualization makes a big difference.
The other thing is how we use our bodies really can affect our internal experience. For example, if you've been sitting at a desk all day long, it's almost like sitting in a box. And after a while, your mind is in a box. You're thinking the same thoughts. You're having the same experience. But if you get up, stretch your body, reach your arms out, go to the window, look in a distance, you've now created a whole new experience. And when you sit back down, you're probably going to have another thought.
And you can think outside of the box.
Exactly. but remember, you're in charge of whether you're in the box.
That's right. That's right. So, listeners, we would wish for more time in each segment, and we're coming to the end of this segment. But we will talk about more of this in our next segment. So I want you to hang in there and stay with us. This is The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and I want to remind you we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so tune in next Sunday. We'll be talking about hormones with Holly Lucille. Also, the Center for Mind-Body Medicine Conference is June 9th to the 12th, and it's a clinical nutrition training program for healthcare professionals. We have been talking today with Dr. Michael Moskowitz, chiropractor, and Kathleen Amelie Rogers, RN, on mind-body medicine, chiropractic, the benefits. And we're going to try to wind up this discussion with what to do when you're going through negative times, when you have an immune disorder, MS, autoimmunity, cardiovascular cancers. What, as we talked earlier, I don't like the word, this is my battle, this is a battle plan, I'm going to fight this. So let's talk about what people can do so that they get the optimum results from the treatments they choose.
Well, I think the first thing, the first thing is to know that your body having a symptom is simply your body having a conversation with you. Your body is saying something to you. It has too much stress. It's trying to resolve something. So if you treat your body and yourself like you're on the same team trying to work something through, your body will come, has a better chance of activating the immunity and the positive cell growth that you need to recover. An example of that is a client I've had who is just finishing up her radiation for breast cancer. And we gave her a different way of thinking about radiation. Instead of her going in, imagining that it is something that would be destructive or frightening to her body, we created an image that she was being illuminated. We changed the word to illumination. So the idea is that the same positive energy that created healthy cells when she was born is the same positive energy that's going into her cells now. And what's interesting is her response to the radiation was very different from other folks. She had fewer side effects, and her recovery has been much faster.
That's a wonderful example, and some of us remember Norman Cousins laughing his
Anatomy
way to health.
Of an illness.
Yes.
Yep.
And
yes.
He listened to Marx Brothers
shows. He watched
shows.
Three Stooges, Marx Brothers movies, and he got better. He had a very serious disease, I believe.
Yes.
And Carl Symington, the physician from Texas, was just amazing in the 60s and 70s. He did the landmark work where he had people envision their relationship to the cancer cells, either them dissolving or being eaten away. But in all cases, the body was always powerful, and the person was always an active partner with the body.
Yes, and another way to say it is, we don't need you here.
Right,
you can leave.
Well, when I'm working with my clients, I have them have a conversation with those cells and basically thank them very much for being there, and now it's time to go and become something else somewhere else, and really putting the power back in the hands of the cells that are healthy.
Excellent. Thank you, Kathleen.
And when I have patients with these type of conditions, it's very important that anywhere they're out of alignment, that we correct them. It helps not only with the pain, because usually when they're under a lot of these kind of stresses from these conditions, they're in pain, but also, again, chiropractic tones down the sympathetic nervous system. Sympathetic nervous system controls not only the discs in your spine and the blood vessels, which we talked about earlier, but also your immune system. Your immune cells going haywire is how people get sick. We know that cancer cells come from a improperly functioning immune system, autoimmune problems, things like that. So what we try to do is get the patient to understand that their alignment helps them, and they can visualize it also as we're working on it, as we're opening up the spine, getting them more flexible, getting them to feel the stress coming out of their spine. It helps them to understand that it's also their body's healing themselves better. So the immune system's working better. The oxygen's getting to the tissue, so their DNA is recreating themselves improperly. And that when they know mentally and chiropractically they're getting better, they can be more proactive. They can do a nutritional program that also helps They can do other things. They can feel better to exercise. If their spine is being irritated and they have a pinched nerve or they're stressed out from these conditions, they can't exercise. They can't do things. Exercise, again, we know helps lower blood pressure. It helps with diabetes. So these are the kind of things, if you can get chiropractic, get in alignment, it helps you take more action steps into being well, into healing yourself, into being more optimally, you know, healthier.
And you feel better when
you feel better.
As soon as you get aligned, you can walk with ease. I think most people, as we've said before, have no idea they're in discomfort.
Correct.
Until they're out of discomfort.
Right.
I'm loving what you were blending together here about getting that body in the most optimum shape. We are all exposed to 85,000 environmental man-made chemicals. They're here. They're in the polar ice cap. They're in our red blood cells. They're in our brain, the bone, etc. And we are challenged like no other humans for 2 million years. It's only been the last couple hundred years that we've had this challenge. So what we can do is eat well. You said this in the beginning, supplement, make those what I call disposal enzymes function well with the antioxidants so we detoxify, chiropractic, and mind-body.
Well, one of the things I also tell patients, especially if they have a chronic problem, the diet drinks are exotoxins, MSG, all those chemicals in there are actually exotoxins of the nervous system. They actually help to generate the body. So I try to get people to at least understand if they're in a lot of pain or they're having conditions, they have to cut these things out. A lot of things, high fructose corn syrup has mercury increase in it. So all these kind of things need to be added for someone to get well.
Yeah, we do talk about this on the show. And
that's what I figured.
You also, I will remind you, listeners, you will gain weight on artificial sweeteners and diet sodas. You will gain weight. And there are human studies and rat studies. And the rat studies would not stop eating. They couldn't walk. They waddled across the floor and their hair fell out. So the next time you pick up a diet soda. Imagine that.
Yeah, and it puts stress on your spine, the extra weight.
Well,
yes.
The other thing is from the mind-body sense, when you're orienting your life around fighting against something, you're actually totally engaged with being that pattern. So a better way is to focus on what do you want to be. Where do you want to go? It goes back to your road image. If you are focusing what you want to get away from, that's like trying to drive by looking through your rear view mirror. You won't get anywhere. So you have to let go of where you've been, focus where you want to go. And another piece that is just right available for everyone to do today, this moment, that is a part of helping you get a better mind-body feeling is to take a look outside. Look at the beautiful sky. Go look at the plants. Sit on a park bench. Watch children playing. Watch animals being happy and frisky. Look at something natural that makes you smile. And when you do that, it helps you remember that place inside of you. And that's what you want to do.
Excellent advice, and I would suggest that you take pictures of it and make it your screensaver.
What a great
idea. There you go. That's
and
great.
If it makes you smile at all levels, your body's smiling, your heart's smiling, your mind's smiling, that's where you want to focus.
Well, I want to thank you, Dr. Michael Moskowitz and
we'll
Kathleen Rogers. And tell us how we can get in touch with you. How can our listeners get in touch?
Well, the phone number is 301-530-0802. We are right next door to the Village Green, so which is also an advantage if people want to get their nutritional products also.
And I work out of Dr. Moskowitz's office, so you can also reach me at that same number. I'm right next to the Village Green also.
And repeat the number.
301-530-0802.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you very much.
Always too short. We need more time. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.